Portsmouth's local news.
The News Express FM update with Kelly Brown and Ian James. Let's start with residents' car parking.
Yep, so obviously as the residents of Portsmouth will know, trying to find somewhere to park outside your house in a lot of our streets is never easy. There's a good proportion of our streets which are permit parking. But even that means that a lot of people are still struggling to park. So the City Council has announced a trial this summer where they've got a car with one of those cameras on it, like the police use, with the smart technology on it that will be able to identify cars which do not have permits, which are breaching traffic regulations. And they hope that will help create a bit more space for residents to park their cars in.
Now, the city is known for obviously its car parking, especially during the summer. It's not easy at the best of times. This is something that is definitely needed.
It is something that's needed. Whether it will solve the problem or move the problem to other streets that don't have permit parking, I think that's the criticism that a lot of residents have. Will it be any easier? But we'll have to see. But obviously and clearly something needs to be done, especially around Southsea in the summer. You know, a lot of that area obviously is permit parking and a lot of visitors tend to dump their cars there because they don't want to park, pay to park along the seafront. So, yeah, watch this space, I think.
And there's nothing more annoying for a resident when you come home from a day's work and you can't park near your property.
You've got to park like 3-4 streets away sometimes. You know, it is a pain in the bum. You know, and also visiting, you know, friends and family that live in these permit areas as well. You know, obviously you are clock watching. And similarly, you know, trying to find somewhere to park, somewhere to unload your shopping, you know, it is a bit of a challenge in our city. So, yeah, I think we need to see how this one pans out.
And with the first bank holiday weekend coming up this weekend, this is something that will be the first of many weekends, obviously, for the local residents suffering with parking, because I can imagine so many people wanting to come in, especially along Southsea, and enjoy the great weekend ahead.
It's going to be busy and let's hope it's sunny.
Fingers crossed.
Absolutely.
New bus lanes.
So, as many people know, there's a lot going on in Portsmouth to increase the amount of bus lanes that we have and to encourage more people to use public transport. The City Council are asking residents for their views on two new bus lanes. So one will be in Norway Road on that little stretch outside Lidl on the westbound carriageway. And then the other one will be at the bottom of Walton Road in Farlington, which is the bit just outside of the Shell garage where the bus stop is linking to the roundabout. Two very small bus lanes, it has to be said. But yeah, so the City Council are finding out if this is something that bus users and residents would like.
It's something that's definitely needed within the city.
It is. Obviously, our roads are not terribly wide. So, you know, the impact on the whole road infrastructure has obviously got to be thought about. But I mean, you know, people are not going to use buses unless it's easier than using a car. So a bus lane, as unpopular as they are with some people, is definitely a tool to get people to do that.
Antisocial behaviour.
Every summer, obviously, there's problems along the seafront when it's really sunny with people jumping into the sea in dangerous places. So this is like Camber Docks and round by the hot walls. Last year, the City Council worked with the police to sort of tackle that problem. One of the things they used quite a lot were dispersal orders to disperse large groups of youths that were kind of gathering and causing a bit of a nuisance. So there's planning ahead as to what's going to happen this summer, and they're going to launch Operation Nautical, which is going to be a combination of having CCTV down Old Portsmouth Way and along the seafront to pick up signs of antisocial behaviour, some signs, increased patrols with the police and community wardens just to identify any trouble and try and prevent it from happening. And another important element of this is education in schools. So going in there and speaking to those children in, you know, years 10 and 11 especially, that are out and about a bit more, and tell them the dangers so that they don't take unnecessary risks and jump into these, you know, these areas which are dangerous because of obviously what is underneath the sea that they can't see when they're doing it.
That's fantastic news that they're going into schools to actually talk about this, because obviously the youth, they go out, they have a good time, they want to have a fantastic day out with their friends, but they don't always know the dangers that are lying beneath, obviously, the waves in the sea. And they go out and they don't know what's going to happen. So these antisocial behaviour measures hopefully will be the beginning of a great scheme across the city.
Absolutely. You know, they're just looking to have fun. And just because there's a large group of young people together, it doesn't mean they're causing trouble. You know, I used to go out with all my friends in the summer holidays. We all did. But it's making sure that it's being done safe and it's not causing a nuisance. As I say, I know we had problems last summer along Old Portsmouth and next to South Parade Pier as well. That's another trouble hotspot. But yeah, letting people know the dangers is definitely a very important part of all of this.
Going out as a youth, if you like, as a teenager, they have every right to enjoy themselves. And at the end of the day, that's what we want them to do. It's just about knowing that line that they can cross.
Absolutely. You know, and the summer holidays is a long time. And, you know, trying to entertain small children is difficult enough without it costing you a fortune. And when you're a teenager, you know, you don't want to be spending out lots of money in the sea, you know, in the condition that it's in, which is a whole other issue, you know, is free to kind of enjoy. So, you know, it's just being able to do that safely.
Aircraft carriers.
Yep. So this week we've had, or over this past week, we've had two lovely updates on our aircraft carriers. So HMS Queen Elizabeth has now arrived in Rosyth. I've seen some lovely photos of her going underneath the Forth Bridge. So she's now in dry dock, having her repairs done to the propeller. The shaft coupling. There we go. I vaguely remembered what that was.
I am very impressed, Kelly, that you knew that.
So she's going to be there for a little while being repaired. So, you know, it's nice to see that she arrived there. Lovely. And as I say, some really nice photos of her going underneath the bridges. And yesterday, HMS Prince of Wales arrived home. She stepped in to Operation Steadfast Defender, which was the large NATO exercise, which Queen Elizabeth should have been at, but she stepped in at the last minute to do that. So, yeah, she arrived home yesterday, and it's nice to see her back in Portsmouth.
Back where she belongs.
Absolutely. So we do need her out at sea sometimes, but the crew turned her around in quick time because they obviously weren't expecting to go out and do that. They just returned from another operation. So, yeah, it'll be nice for the crew to be home for a little while.
Kelly, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Sophie, let's start by talking about Fareham Live.
Yeah, so we've just had a really exciting announcement that Fareham Live will be officially kind of opening the doors from September, with shows starting from October 1st. There is kind of a star-studded celebrity lineup featuring Jason Donovan in the Rocky Horror Show. There's also people including Jimmy Carr, Anton Dubek, kind of all of those, you know, really, really popular names. And it's really, really exciting. I know that a lot of people have missed having an entertainment venue in the area. So there's only a few months to wait. I know that it's still under construction and it looks a little bit like a bomb site, but it is quickly taking form. And yeah, I know that there's a lot of people that are kind of highly anticipating the opening in a few months' time.
I mean, it's sort of 6 months away, but that 6 months will soon fly past.
Yeah, especially with the summer. Obviously, when it starts getting sunny, it goes way too quick and it's dark again. But yeah, I think it will come around really, really quickly. You know, we're already 3 months into the year at the end of March. So yeah, I think it will come around quickly and it will take form. And it's looking really good. It's looking promising. So, yeah, it's very exciting news.
And it's great, of course, for the public of Fareham to have their entertainment centre back.
Yeah, I think, obviously, it used to be Fernham Hall. So I think people have kind of missed that local kind of venue where people can go. And I know that Fareham Live has got kind of entertainment spaces, community spaces. I think it's going to have a cafe, a bar. So it's that also kind of that meeting place where people can go and meet up with friends and just kind of reconnect again.
A great community space.
Yeah, it should be really good. Hopefully it'll be worth the wait.
New vintage shop.
So yeah, it's been very, very exciting to kind of see a brand new vintage shop opening up in Southsea, Albert Road. Merlin Pitt, who's a mechanic by trade, has always had a passion for sustainability, vintage clothing. And he's kind of put all of that passion into opening a brand new shop. It's called actually Merlin Vintage. It's really, really exciting. It's just opened up after a few months of kind of anticipation, getting everything sorted out. But no, it's really, really nice. Kind of, inspiring story. He's in a trade that, yes, he enjoys as a mechanic, but it isn't really what he wanted to do. His mum brought him up on, you know, shopping around charity shops, making the most of, you know, saving money and buying secondhand clothes and going through that kind of sustainability. And yeah, he's just massively utilised his upbringing to kind of open this new space. I think it was opened on Saturday for kind of a soft opening with family and friends, and it looks amazing. It's bright pink with, you know, orange. It's the exterior is fabulous, really. So that's open now. And when I spoke to him, the passion is just, it runs really deep. You know, he kind of said that clothing is the skin that you choose, and that's why it's so important to him to give people that kind of opportunity to shop and buy clothes that they really want to wear and kind of express themselves. So yeah, it's really, really exciting, and it's been really nice to kind of see the development of the store.
This is something that is also going to be quite popular, because vintage clothing, vintage items, is something that's coming back into fashion.
Yeah, it's really trendy, and I think especially with, you know, there's such a movement at the moment about being environmentally friendly, recycling, wearing clothes more than once before throwing it away. So I think it's really good that he's kind of using what he's passionate about, but also in such a, you know, at such a time where it's so predominant in the news. So I think it's had quite a good response, even in just the previews that we've done about the opening. So I think he's kind of hitting a mark where it's needed.
Sophie, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.